Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. Welcome to your extraordinary life. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit, and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes, and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find 99 past episodes with yoga, journeys and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you have been a patron for a long time, or you are just joining us, thank you. Settle in now. And wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support. And feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Did you know that there are opportunities to journey with me every new and full moon? Turtle Journeys is an audio-only journey circle held via conference call. There are two ways to get the dates and details for upcoming Turtle Journeys. One is to join the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, and the other is to visit myshamaniclife.com and sign up for the newsletter, which is full of moon astrology goodness, in addition to the dates for the Turtle Journeys and other upcoming events. When I was doing the energy of the day in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook this morning, I pulled Fire Ant from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. Fire Ant is tricky energy to work with. This is a stinging ant with venom that causes burning sensation, thus the name, in humans, and can kill small animals. There are more than 200 species of fire ant, but the one that comes to mind are the imported red fire ants that are found all over the southeastern United States. They feed on plants and fruits, as well as other insects and small animals. These red fire ants were imported from South America unintentionally in the mid-1900s, when they were in soil that was dug up and used as ballast on the ships. Since then, we've moved them around. They are often found in bales of hay, and it only takes a few to set up a new colony in a new territory. Eventually, fire ant colonies can grow to more than 500,000 individual ants. And as it warms, fire ants are spreading to all but the very cold and very dry places in the United States. Red fire ants are fast, and they swarm to defend their nest, or when food is scarce and they need to go after bigger prey. They sting simultaneously, so often the victim is covered before they even realized that the ants are there. In the United States, at least, the imported red fire ants are not at risk, but they are a threat to many of our native species. They are predators of several endangered insects. They consume reptile and amphibian eggs and kill the young and even the adults at times, particularly turtles and snakes. They have even attacked young alligators. Birds are also vulnerable, especially ground nesting birds, whose nests get predated. They outcompete the native ants, including our native fire ant species, and are responsible for very many out-of-balance ecosystems. Now, from an energetic point of view, fire ant spirit represents aggression and mob mentality and tribalism. Fire ant energy feeds our insecurities and our imbalances by giving us a group to which we can feel we belong, although that group is united in anger and argument and blame. When fire ant energy is present, it's important to find ways to drop that us versus them mentality. And one way we can do this is by acknowledging that we are made up of many different aspects of self. And when we acknowledge those different aspects with gratitude, we can then do the same for others and start to see the world, the earth, as a whole. I'd like to guide you through a meditative practice that I adapted from one that was shared by Sandra Ingerman in Speaking with Nature, a book she co-wrote with my shamanic Reiki teacher, Lynn Roberts. I invite you to join me in this practice, either sitting or lying down, however you're comfortable. Just take a few moments to settle in, to close your eyes, wiggle out anything that you need to wiggle out in order to sit quietly. And bring your attention to your breath. And take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth with a sigh. Take another deep breath in and sigh it out. One more deep breath in, and with the sigh, surrender. Let your body relax a little bit more. Feeling heavy, grounded. Recall the feeling of being held by the earth, supported. Now turn your attention inward. Scan through your body for a moment. Simply noticing, without judging or needing to fix anything, simply notice. Become aware that you are made up of cells. Offer gratitude for your cells, for your blood, your organs, including your skin. Give gratitude for your limbs, your fingers and toes, your nose, your lips, all of your body parts. Your body is one organism. Avoid focusing on different symptoms you encounter. Instead, consider how you can nurture, feed, and care for your whole being to bring health to your whole organism, your body, your mind, your spirit. Give gratitude to the microorganisms and good bacteria that inhabit your body. They contribute to your health and well-being. Let them know they are welcome in your inner ecosystem. Feel and appreciate all the different aspects of your body as a whole. Appreciate the entirety of the beautiful, radiant being you are. Now meditate on the gifts, talents, and strengths you were born with, and the talents and strengths you have developed with experience and practice. Give gratitude for these things which add to the health of your family and community. Now reflect on the people you have met who are in service to the community and to the planet. People like you who are using their gifts, often without acknowledgement. Give gratitude for them and their strengths. Reflect on the life all around you, the animals, the plants and trees, the insects. Sense how each is important. Each life is a valuable and necessary part of the whole. Give gratitude for the goodness of balanced ecosystems and the beauty and radiance of all life. Now give gratitude for the planet, our Earth. Honor and appreciate all the different aspects of the whole Earth. Sense the Earth as a beautiful, radiant, living being. Now hold that awareness of your being as whole. Of all life, valuable, beautiful, and of the earth, as a whole being. Hold that knowledge and come back. And take it into your day. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.